This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 9th, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Had to switch things up a little bit this week. Normally put the guest in the second hour, but so that it would work with Dennis's schedule. I've got a couple of emails here. Again, that website is InsideTheEyeLive.com, and someone else was asking, I believe it is Revolution Radio at revolution.radio. Okay, so wanted to get that in. We're going to move quick this hour. I got a few news stories I really want to get in. Then we will take phone calls. I know we didn't get to take phone calls last week. I wanted to say last week's Richard Gage interview, Architect and Engineers for 9/11 Truth interview, it was odd. I got no response for several days. I thought, wow, I know a lot of that type information is preaching to the choir to RBN listeners. I know that. But then suddenly, about Tuesday, I started really getting a lot of email about that interview. I don't know if I had sent them the archive. I don't know if they had posted it or what made the difference. But I even heard it discussed on a couple of other radio broadcasts, which is always refreshing and kind of, unusual for me. But I just wanted to say that that's in the archive, and that was a wealth of information. Then it is unbelievable. Most people don't know that there's, over 3,000 architects and engineers that's doing that work and fighting that battle. So I'm going to try to keep that updated. I was in correspondence with Mr. Gage during the week to try to – we're going to try to keep that updated just because, not a lot of people is broadcasting this information of what's going on with the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. I wanted to say that. A lot of people have been emailing me still about Europa, the last battle, and I want to thank everyone that has. I've had one person that has sent me some of the information on the documentary. I certainly urge anyone that has the time, please go watch that. I don't know. I don't do much of endorsing things or promoting things here on this broadcast. I don't sell anything. I promote funding, donating to RBN, to the work of John Stattmiller, the staff, to help pay the staff, like Mike today, that's our engineer, doing a great job for us. He did a great job last week. That was a little complicated for on at the same time, done it perfectly. But if I had to endorse anything for listeners to this broadcast, take whatever it is, 14, 15 hours, whatever it is, it doesn't matter how long this thing is, and watch it and do your own research. I researched it while I was watching it, best I could, fact checking this and that. Of course, couldn't do everything, but a wealth of information. So with that said, we're going to move on to some of the news. I'm making get this in and go to calls at the bottom of the hour, so just bear with me. Jesse Smollett, 16 felonies. I'm really surprised by that. Saw that in the news last night. Apparently they maybe are going to actually make an example out of him, unlike Harvey Weinstein. But 16 felonies. So we'll have to, they may Trayvon Martin that story. They may give it the play-by-play. They may keep up with that. This may be, they're going to try to put a stop to this in this particular case. They're maybe going to use it. He's looking. I forgot what the number was. It was like 40 years in prison possibly now. It went from one felony to 16, and it should, as it should. Could you imagine if the wrong persons would have been happening to walk by there after he said that, and they could have somehow, you had a couple extra shoestrings in your pocket, you might would be going to prison. You might would be getting James Field, which his sentencing is coming up on March 29th on a Friday. If anyone listening to this broadcast plans to attend that, email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I'll have you on that Saturday if anyone's going to be there. Also, this past week, probably the biggest story and the most refreshing story, and Fetch was, we touched on it just a little bit, the Ilhan Omar. I mean, driving them all crazy. They had to make another, proclamation of the denouncing of anti-Semitism because she pointed out the pink elephant in the room, the AIPAC has such broad power in Washington, D.C. And, I mean, Washington, D.C. is just a display of a cesspool for the whole world to see. I mean, it is shameful how – but, they are, by their own condemnation of her remarks, they're really shedding a light on who owns the power, who pulls the levers, and how deep this thing runs. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that because everybody else has. And I wanted to get this in because, these are the type of stories not many people cover, and that's why I try to do it. A Daily Mail ran a story this past week, and if this don't tell you where ungrates at, which I think it's so absurd what's happened, the unroyal family, Markle, that whole push. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. I can't believe that the people over there are fool enough to go along with that absurdity, but apparently they are. Daily Mail, school pupils are learning how to treat stab wounds amid a surge of violent crime in Britain. Children are taught first aid now and how to speak to emergency services following stabbing lessons arranged by charity street doctors. In sessions lasting up to an hour and a half, the pupils use visual props to explain the science behind blood loss and how to apply pressure to wounds. So this brought in deliberately foreign population with a complete different religion, so it's a recipe for nothing but chaos. And now the school children have to be taught how to address stab wounds. They need to also, they need to also teach them how to combat when you get the acid in your face. Acid in your face, that's bound to smart, right? They need that too. What is the, I don't know what you throw on that, I mean, you're pretty well screwed once you get the acid to the face. I had the story last week, they actually convicted someone of throwing acid in the face in Ungrate Britain last week. So anyway, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. Daily Mail has the story, but if this doesn't tell you, it goes on, let me get this. There were 285 fatal stabbings in England and Wales in the year ending in March of 2018, the highest figures since they began keeping records in 1946. Wow. Highest in what is 1946? Just roughly, 70-some years or whatever? And the highest, and what's changed? Oh, the demographics, who they're flooding the native population with. The government of Ungrate Britain is nothing but a tyrannical bunch of sellout traitors, as is Macron in France, as is Merkel in Germany. They are treasonous to their very own native population, and the sentence for that should be a long drop with a short rope, for sure. But, here's the thing. Talk to people this past week. Oblivious to what's happening in Europe. Totally oblivious. Okay? I mean, you just heard the Fetch. He knows exactly what's going on in Paris. You can go to YouTube and look at the videos. But so many people, they think Fox News is as far as they need to go to get some information. But I will tell you this. There's been times when I wondered how many people was listening to this broadcast. There's been times when I thought it wasn't that many. But in the last several weeks now, I will say, interviewing someone like Monica Schaefer, Richard Gage, that absolutely does help. But I've been somewhat taken back by how much email is coming now out of Germany, coming out of even, Far East countries. And that is the power of RBN. So, sometimes things don't always run perfect, and I always just try to take that with a grain of salt, because the bigger picture is we have this platform, and you're able to get a lot of different information out all across RBN, various hosts. So I'm back to support RBN if you enjoy this broadcast. Listen to this. this is coming in from, well, I'll have to get to it. Vet widow, 84, threatened with eviction for hosting Bible studies. The home claims it needs to protect residents from this elderly widow, says the Legal Defense Institute. An 84-year-old widow of a veteran is being threatened with eviction for hosting voluntary Bible studies in her very own apartment, according to Pacific Justice Institute. I'm doing this story to tell you this. You're going to see more of this. This is where the direction's going. It's not just going into transgenderism. It's not just going into we got to fight the weather. You've got to pay more in taxes while the government operates, you know, 600 military bases in 100 countries. It's not going to just stay in the direction that, you know, government officials can fly around in planes all over the place with these massive carbon footprints. What was it? Al Gore's house, I believe, used more electricity than like 30 houses in the neighborhood. But he's out here telling everyone to conserve. Global warming is going to kill you. But now, since, you know, every time they tried to meet for their global warming conferences, maybe by divine intervention, it always was like an ice storm, and they looked so foolish, they changed the name to climate change. They're also going, and have been, it's nothing new. You can mock Christianity, you can mock Jesus Christ, you can mock anything you want to, except what Ilhan Omar done. You can't do that. But you can do any of that. And you're seeing, just like I said last week, where the United Methodist Church, organized religion, 53-47 voting to keep homosexuals out of the clergy and not conduct homosexual marriage. We'll give that another 12 months. Take that vote just 1 year from today, and it's going to be the same. It's just going to be reversed. It's going to be 53-47-4. So you can see how these organized religious entities, Southern Baptist Conference, no different. They are all embracing humanism, practically hedonism, and evaporating any stances for morality, which is going to lead to their own destruction. But at the same time, you're going to see a concerted effort by various groups to end any kind, just like in this story, the widow, Artis Bray, received a letter from the California Department of Veterans Affairs demanding that she cease hosting any Bible study classes or she will be thrown out of her veteran home. The home claims it needs to protect residents from this elderly widow, even though attendance at her Bible study is entirely voluntary and small, the Institute stated. Artis has explained to the PJI that the real issue is that she is a believer in Jesus Christ, which does not sit well with some of the chaplains. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that story. Actually, if you can believe this, InfoWars ran that story. And so I wanted to share that with you because this is the direction it's all going to go in. You're going to get more and more transgenderism. You're going to get more and more protected classes. You're going to get more and more discrimination against you if you don't fit into one of them. If you're not homosexual, if you're heterosexual, bad, homosexual, good, transgender, best, you know. I mean, they're taking this insanity to levels I didn't even believe was possible in my lifetime. But, you know, the other thing, while this is all happening, anyone can turn on the TV and see it. It's not hidden from you. It's in plain sight. But there's no pushback. It's just like when W got in, the anti-war crowd just left. Remember that? There's no pushback, no legitimate pushback to any of this. And yet, over in Ungrate, they stand around astounded that they've bombarded the population with this Muslim community. I have nothing against Muslim community. I just think that everyone gets along better if they stay in their country and we stay in ours. Seems like when we were doing that, we didn't have acid in our face. It seemed like when we were doing that, we didn't have to teach the students how to treat stab wounds. Seemed like when we were doing that, the women in Germany didn't have to wear panties that were rape-proof like they have to wear now. Or I guess it's not rape-proof, but maybe rape preventative. I don't know. You remember I done the story. They were making underwear over there to try to make you safer from rape on the street. My God. Why is there not a bigger pushback? I guess in France there is a pushback. They're putting on the yellow vest. I've been waiting to see, you know, I wish there was, you know, the people in America would don their yellow vest. I guess you can buy one somewhere. But, you know, it can only go a couple of different ways. We can continue falling off this cliff. We can continue going down to vote for these Republicrats, and I mean the Republican Party. If they are not the epitome of impotency, if they are not just the epitome of the super cucks beyond freaking belief, if they don't let you down, if they don't run up the white flag at every opportunity, I'm here to tell you they're worthless. The two-party, one-party system, and Donald Trump, you know, I had high hopes. I was hoping for the best. Fooled again. I will just go ahead and accept it because, you know, there's several things he could do. One would be rid himself of all of this, these super traitors that he surrounded himself with. Okay. There's a lot of things the president can do. And hear this. We're supposed to believe that this is all just legitimate and normal, that anything the president of the United States does now, not under Barry Satoro, but now under Donald Trump, a federal judge just can strike down any old time and, well, out the window she goes. And, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years later, we can get it in front of the Supreme Court and see how what they have to say. But, you know, can't even ban people from other countries coming into the country until it goes all the way to Supreme Court and takes years. Can't build a wall. Can't even declare a national emergency. The Republican Party, which, you know, he can veto that. But the Republican Party going to vote in the Senate, which they have a majority, to oppose the national emergency. They want the destruction. The recipe is for the destruction. They're baking the cake of destruction. And they want you to accept that destruction. And if you oppose it and try to post on Facebook, well, you know, I'm not for just mass invasion by third worlders. Oh, you need to be banned. You need to be censored. You don't have the right to speech in America. And is the Congress doing anything about that? No, and they're not going to. They may pay it some useless lip service. Sure, they'll send 2 or 3 out. We got to do something about these tech giants. Well, they're censoring people's free speech. Then they won't do anything about it. I will come on this broadcast and stand corrected if the Congress of the United States, the Republicans and the Democrats, ever pass any legislation to give people on the right and the far right. You know, I mean, whether you like Richard Spencer or whether you don't, doesn't matter. He's been deplatformed. He can't have a website. You know, and I go back to the argument that I go into about every week, and that is the fact that the depravity laws were removed because the argument was that it was freedom of speech. If you don't like it, don't go look at it. It's the same argument should be applied and accepted because it's logical to broadcast, to websites, to podcasts, even to your speech on Facebook and Twitter, because that is the public square now. And if you say this idea that you can't hurt anyone's feelings, that hurting someone's feelings is tantamount to, you know, needing to go to jail, which is where they're trying to take it. The criminalization of your speech is next on the agenda if they can get it there. And guess what? They probably can. How about this? Journalists, activists, lawyers, and organizers involved with last year's Central American migrant caravan were tracked by U.S. government agencies. Leaked documents reveal. Now, NBC News ran this story. RT.com ran this story. I didn't see NBC News run it on TV, but I did see them on their website. At least 59 media professionals and others linked to the migrant caravans were monitored under Operation Secure Line by Coalition of Custom and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, U.S. Border Patrol, Homeland Security Investigations, and even the FBI San Diego branch. According to the documents, which a Homeland Security source leaked to NBC, many of the activities were linked to migrant groups, which organized the caravans, and to Border Angels. We are a criminal investigation agency. We're not an intelligence agency. We can't create dossiers on people. They're creating the dossiers. The source told NBC, suggesting his reasons for leaking, this is an abuse of the Border Search Authority. The dossiers include photos taken from social media accounts, in some cases birth dates, home countries, and the alleged role with migrant caravan. All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll come back. Give me just a moment, a couple of stories. We'll take phone calls if you want to start getting in line. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And just a couple of things I wanted to get in real quickly. Yesterday, the House voted in favor of illegal immigration voting. And what this was not on the federal level yet, but this was allowing cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, and other, whoever wants to allow illegal immigrants to vote in, you know, school board elections, local elections. Of course, it's going to incrementally start. That's where the beginning is. But the House voted on, I mean, think about that. How insane to start the process of letting people that broke the law to get here vote in the actual elections. Now, we got full phone lines. We got Art, Mark in Philly, Bells in South Dakota, Michael in New York, David in San Francisco. I'm going to get to you all. I'm glad Art is first. H.R. 1, is the first piece of legislation penned in the new House. It's got a lot of things in it that people need to be aware of. Art's aware of this. Art, come on. Let's talk a little bit about that and anything else you would like to know. Everybody work with me. I'll get everybody on the phone today. 1-800-313-9443. Art, how you doing today, sir?
Well, I would say good morning, but I haven't had a good morning in forever and probably won't have a good one until we either restore the Republic or we start a new one.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, H.R. 1. Wow. Where to even start? You know, I had actually called in about the whole this whole homo, you know, love for fags we have in this country nowadays. You know, somebody had shared, you know, because what got me thinking was your conversation with Dennis earlier, and just real quick, we can get on to H.R. 1 if you want, but somebody had sent me a link to a Facebook post of a little 10-year-old boy receiving his very first puppy, and wouldn't you know, he named it Rue, and I thought for a second there, I thought, well, Rue, now that's an interesting name, until someone told me, no, he named it after RuPaul, the drag queen from that whatever show is, because that's his favorite show. A 10-year-old boy, and his favorite show isn't Bugs Bunny or Roadrunner or Magic School Bus. It's a drag queen show. Holy, my goodness.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I know that I've seen, you know, just enough to be able to speak about it. That RuPaul, that whole the drag race, I think they call it or something, but unbelievable. I mean, and this is being peddled now constantly through the media, and if you say the least little thing about it, they are a protected class in America. So I mean, the reverse discrimination against anyone that's heterosexual, white, and Christian is off the charts in this country. But yeah, go ahead. The one of the things I looked at, you sent me some stuff on HR1 supporting DC statehood, presidential transitions and inaugural committees, allowing campaign funds for certain personal uses. Does try to go back to paper ballots, registering kids to vote. That's one of the things they're trying to register kids when they're 16. They're trying to use the universities and schools to register people to vote. Using websites to record political advertisers. There's just a whole bunch of stuff in this. So anything that you'd like to say, or we can talk about something else. Whatever you'd like to talk about is fine with me.
Well, you know, the big thing for me was you mentioned it, you know, registering children to vote. And this has always been kind of a hot topic for me. I remember when I joined the military, because what got me thinking when I was reading about that was I remember back when I was 17 and I joined the Army. And, you know, back then the attitude was if you're old enough to join the military, you're old enough to drink. Well, nowadays, you know, with the, what is it, age 21, whatever, for drinking, and you can't vote until you're, age 18 or whatever. And my attitude is, if you're old enough to join the military, then you're old enough to vote, you're old enough to drink, because if you're old enough to kill, you're old enough to do anything. That's my attitude. And this whole thing about using campaign funds for personal use, I'm thinking to myself, are you serious? Are you kidding me? What in the hell is going on here? Why don't we just throw all the rules out and just make it anything goes? Because that's exactly where this is going. And now with this follow-up vote to allow illegals, you know, to vote in you know, like school board elections and whatever. You know, I've always said, Farron, as California and New York goes, so goes the country. And if you want to see where we're headed, just look at New York and California, because that's exactly where we're going here. This is just absolutely ridiculous. And now we've got this resolution condemning anti-Semitic speech and Islamophobic speech, and it's like, here we go with the speech police. I mean, this is just, it's one thing after another to the point where nothing you do, you can't do anything that's not illegal anymore.
All right, coming up on the break, hang on, Art. I'll give you the last word. Then we got Mark, Bell, Michael, and David coming up. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back on the alternative media. This is Farron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. Phone lines are full. Art, I'm going to give you the last word, and then we're going to move on, and we'll try to get everybody on. Phone lines are completely full. Anything else you'd like to add, Art? And I certainly appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, on this HR 1, I want to throw some stuff out there. Just give the people something to think about if you've not read this. Promoting Internet registration. Oh, yeah, the Internet's real secure. Automatic voter registration. How the heck is that going to work? Same-day voter registration. Oh, heaven forbid we should have time to actually check you out to make sure you can vote. prohibiting interference with voter registration. Yeah, why didn't they think about that back when the Black Panthers were using their intimidation tactics during when Obama was trying to get elected? Early voting, you know, I kind of understand that, but I think that's even a sham. Voting by mail, absolutely, seriously, really, no bad idea. This thing is just absolutely riddled with BS from beginning to end. People, you really need to start reading some of this legislation that they're putting out there, because I think if the people will actually start doing a little reading, get you some books like Black's Law, Bouvier's Law, and start looking up in the, you know, using these law dictionaries to define words and language, because believe me, in law, what you think a word means is not what it means to them when they write these legislation. Start learning this stuff. Start reading these bills and start saying, hell no. Thanks.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Art. Mark in Philly, Bill, Michael, David coming up. Everybody work with me about 3 minutes and we'll get everybody on. Mark, how you doing? What's on your mind, sir?
Okay, Farron, thank you very much for being there. Thank you for being a check on sanity every week. Thank God you're there, because and you and the listeners and callers, because it helps me stay the course. I'm on my second turn of the Europa, the last battle. I'm now studying it. It is incredibly revealing. Please, people, watch it. Watch it again. It's that good. Now, there's something else that I came across, and I'm not one to look for entertainment, but I do have Netflix, and I did watch. I did see this thing called Trotsky, and I was like, I don't want to watch something about Trotsky, but I had to do it, so I watched it. Now, it's a Russian production. It's subtitled, and it's about Trotsky's life. And talk about one evil human being. I don't even think he's a human being. But it goes into detail of his life and his interactions with Lenin and also Koba, who we know is Stalin. Okay? Talk about a group of insane maniacs who were evil and all about death. They didn't care about their own fellow men sitting next to them or standing next to them. I encourage people to find Trotsky on Netflix and watch it.
Let me interject right there, if I can, Mark. If I remember correctly, Trotsky's real name, Bronstein, wasn't it? Davidovich Bronstein.
Yeah, well, he was Jewish, but then they tried to portray that he was Jewish and the rest weren't. But wasn't Lenin also Jewish?
Well, you know, I think he was married to like two or three different Jewish women, and they try to make that where, you know, they try to claim he wasn't, but there's a lot of people that believe that he was. So I can't say for certain.
And when you watch it, you see some detail about the progression of what was going on. And there was competition between Trotsky and Lenin and Koba. And then Koba, Stalin, got rid of Lenin, get him out of the way, and then he exiled Trotsky. Okay. And but Trotsky's responsible for the Red Scare, from what I understand, the Red Terror, where they, you know, just started killing people en masse. But you'll get some details about, and here's the scary part. The details that are in that show are, we're replicating, they're being replicated now in our nation, okay, little by little. I mean, they're putting the pieces in place to take us down. And we just hear about the other legislation that's passing to let more Chinese in for the high-tech industry, because, you know, because we white Americans are just so damn stupid. Give me a break. I'm German. You're German. Germans invented a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff. So back to the Europa, the last battle, the actions that Hitler took, like controlling the media. At one point, didn't he take over the media and control it? Because back then, the Jews had pretty much totally owned the media, and they were propagandizing horse crap. So the steps that Hitler took were very practical steps to rid them of a parasite that had embedded itself so deeply that if they didn't, they knew they were going to be destroyed. The culture, any decent culture, the decency of the German culture is going to be totally obliterated. And then we have Patton, who arrived, and after we had defeated the Germans, he says, hey, we fought the wrong enemy. And he wanted to go all the way to Moscow to kick the Bolsheviks behind, I mean, annihilate them, wipe them out. And he was on the right path. See? So this, and then to hear what Fetch said about 2%. Did I catch that correctly, Aaron? 2%.
Yeah, 2% of the world's is white females of child bearing age. Yes, sir.
Only 2% of white European child bearing age. 2%.
Worldwide. females in America, females white in the world, female childbearing age, 2% world population. I've looked into that. Yeah, he's exactly right. And it's been, it's just like he said, those numbers. We've went from 38% down to 8% male and female, and then 2% female childbearing age. Let me give you the last word. If I remember correctly, Mark, and I'm digging deep here, but I believe Lenin's grandfather, his maternal grandfather's last name was Blank, and I think that's where they get the Jewish lineage. But don't hold me to that, but I'm doing that out of memory. Last word, and we'll have to move on, but thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so the thing is that here's the other thing, is what's interesting, Farron, and look, the Christian Coalition and all that, okay, I grew up in the Bible Belt back in Missouri, and listen, if they aren't the traitors, they're the traitors, man, because they bought into this, hook, line, and sinker, and I think the insiders within those organizations are leading the others astray, totally astray, and for our own annihilation, and now they're praying for the Third World War. I mean, that is an insanity, man. And one more thing, what I find is the guys that really care, there's a lot of guys that are calling in. I don't have a family, Farron. I don't have much stuff. I don't have much money. Okay, but the guys that it seems like guys like me, like with, you know, Frank in North Carolina, the same. And art off the grid, okay? How is it that we get it, and these people that have so much to lose don't get it? And how come they cannot see the enemy right in front of them, right next to them, infiltrated in every organization of our government and our culture, and they're taking us down? How they do not see it, I do not know. And I'll leave you with that.
Mark, I've asked myself that same question many a time. Bill in South Dakota, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Good morning. This is going back a little bit in the subject, but on that video, Europa, the last battle, I don't have internet. Do they put that out on a film to where someone can just order it?
They do. You'll have to do, if you don't have the internet, I don't know that you can order it by phone. You'd have to get access to a computer. You can buy it. It's $150, if I remember correctly. I did find it, and I had a little bit of a time finding it. But let me say, with all honesty, it's worth that. It's worth $150. The work that went into this. Yeah, I mean, it's like, don't hold me to this, but it's something like 15 hours total. But yeah, you'll have to go somewhere and get access. I don't think there's a phone number. I don't know. If there is, someone email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com, and I will say it on the air. If there's a phone number where you can buy this, email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com, and I'll say it on the air before the end of the broadcast. But it's worth every penny. It is the – I'm a documentary connoisseur. I've got a stack probably 2 foot tall of all kinds of documentaries, and nothing else like it.
Okay. Well, that's what I needed to know. I thank you very much. You're doing a fabulous job. Keep it up.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. If anyone's got that website address, you can email that to me. I'll check my email before the end of the broadcast and share that with the listeners. Michael in New York, then David in San Francisco. Michael, how you doing? What's on your mind? Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Farron. All is well. Hope all is well with you too, sir. Great work as always. Special last couple of weeks. Good to hear Dennis Fetchio again. And, always a pleasure even waiting to get a chance to speak, Farron. Thank you for that. You know, first with our culture, current status of our culture. The problem primarily is these parents. I mean, if I had children and they were getting exposed to that, well, somebody's in big trouble and it won't be me. It's whoever's exposing my kids to that nonsense. But the parents today tolerate it. There is the main problem. They, and a lot of these parents, they're drugged up and alcoholed up. So, you know, they don't even qualify to be really parents. There is an issue right there. To accept this forced exposure by these homos and to be normal and good and premature sex from the school system, these parents tolerate that. Holy God of heaven. I mean, that's a clear example of the insanity. today in this country and in the Western world, generally speaking.
Hey, but how about this, Michael? How about the Muslims, though, don't accept it? The Muslims they've imported into Britain are actually jerking their kids out of school and having protests. And, you know, when they protest, it's for real. They don't want to accept the homosexual agenda. You couldn't write this stuff, the hypocrisy. But go ahead, sir. Go ahead with Trump.
Well, fair. No, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. That goes to show, you know, now we know the Zionist Christ killers are bringing these Muslims into the Western hemisphere to destroy our Christian European culture. That's obvious. And the same Zionist Christ killers are exposing all of our culture here in the West to this debased behavior of perversion through homosexuality and premature sex, on and on and on. So now they're allowing these Muslims to remove their kids from schools, but what happens if an American or an Englishman or an Irishman wants to take their kids out of the school because they don't like that exposure? Oh, no, the CPS will come in and take the kid from you, right? But they're not doing that to the Muslims yet anyway? Isn't that curious?
Absolutely.
So as far as Trump,
absolutely.
Right, with Trump, you know, Trump, he's swimming in the swamp. He promised to drain it, and now he's swimming in it. And his real handler, though, is his son-in-law. That I'm sure is a faggot, Jared Kushner. His daughter, I believe, who I think is an airhead, I don't think she's really that intelligent either. I believe she is just the liaison between the handler, Jared, and Trump, making sure, you know, she's always keeping him in line, all in all. I think that's what we got here. Trump, definitely compromised for sure. And I believe he is a patriot, but they got something on him, and he doesn't have the testicular fortitude to get us out of the UN, to get us out of NATO, to shut down these illegal invasions, kick them all the hell out, cut off all the funding. Hell, it's a felony just to hire him, and the government itself is hiring him, post office everywhere. It's just outrageous. As far as the voting, allowing these illegals to vote, this again shows why we have to demand our original constitution fully reconstituted and in full force and effect in our country, because only property owners could vote in the beginning. Now, today, people find that outrageous. Oh, well, I go to war, I should be able to. Well, if property owners were the only ones allowed to vote, we wouldn't be in all those wars, number one, because they're not going to send their kids into those BS wars. And there wouldn't be illegals invading us, coming here, getting freebies, being able to vote, drive on the roads. There wouldn't be property taxes, income taxes, health or death and estate taxes, or any kind of the school tax, anything that's going to destroy the wealth of the property owner. And so that's where, you know, they totally took us over. And whenever somebody's talking about the Constitution, well, we don't have the real Constitution. And those people saying we need a convention, they ought to be hung too, because all we want is the original Constitution in full effect, because gold and silver would be the only money of the land, no inflation, no debasement of the currency over time, real wealth for everybody that is earning it. And then you would have only the Congress could declare war. You would have no traitors in our government, especially getting reelected term after term. No, they've been hung a long time ago by those that really run the country. That would be the property owners. And so that's just another example of how, unfortunately, destroyed we really are. And as far as the attack on Christianity, Farron, this is where it's all going for sure, like you were highlighting. The ultimate agenda of the Zionist Christ killers is to destroy any remnant of Christianity. And unfortunately, most Christians, they don't even know what Jesus the Christ is all about. They have a glimpse, a bit. Their faith is what's going to save them in the long run. But the sponsor and benefactor of this republic that backed the founding fathers with miracle after miracle, and if anybody wants to study history, you better start right there. And you will see an amazing events unfold that are supernatural. And where's that coming from? There's obviously a benefactor and a sponsor, and like Dennis Fecchio was alluding to, there's a spiritual warfare going on. And a lot of people, they're not aware of it, or they think it's all hogwash and all that. No. That's the true reality to everything in this world. And this republic is greater than the people in it right now. This republic will be saved. And there's a big event coming. I mentioned this over time. The chemtrails is their attempt to try to prevent it or to negate it. And it's feeble. They're not going to be able to do that. And so the big event is what really has to start being discussed so people can be prepared. If they're not, 90% of the people won't be around after the big event. But that's
all right. Hey,
how
Michael,
it's going to be.
I got music. David, stay with me. You'll be on as soon as we get back from the break. Had a question. What is the Apocrypha 14 books that was taken out of the Bible in 1616 by the Catholic Church? That's why you got 66 books instead of 80. Back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I don't have anything on the Europa, the final battle. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Patiently holding, David. We got about 4 minutes. They are yours. Thank you for holding, sir.
Oh, no trouble. Yeah, and if any of your listeners have got some idea that they want to come live in a big city, can you hear the jackhammer outside my window?
Yeah, I can.
It's in the 7 o'clock hour, and they got started a while ago.
Hey, on a Saturday, too. On a Saturday, no less.
No joke. Yeah, and I can't. Don't get me started. Hey, well, I don't know if you know it. Radioactive standards are being changed under Trump. You know, he's talking about getting rid of regulations. So they've been trying to sneak radioactive metals into just a normal supply, right? So you might get bed frames or eyeglass frames or, you know, pieces of your car are radioactive now. You'll never know it, you know, because they changed the standards.
This past week they came out and said asbestos was in facial makeup for women. I mean, abundantly in there, too. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's actually been, was it Johnson & Johnson got sued because they knew they were doing it? They had a certain mine where they get talcum powder or talcum. I guess the mineral is talc, and it had a vein of asbestos in it. It was, I think it. The mine was in Italy, and they knew it for decades, and they refused to do it. So they sued Johnson & Johnson for 40 years and finally got a settlement like 2 years ago, a year ago, something in there. But, this whole idea, I mean, you know, Trump talks about getting rid of regulations, but they're talking about poisoning people. And, you know, I heard this discussion about the wall. And can you imagine that his buddies in the concrete industry, you know, I've mentioned this before, that Donald Trump is organized crime. You do a search of Trump plus Fat Tony. And I won't even give you Fat Tony's last name because it's easy to find if you do a Google search. And Fat Tony had the concrete concession for New York City. And can you imagine he wants to build a sea to shining sea of a wall that's radioactive? I mean, that's how sick this guy is. And he's going to call it a national emergency and all this sort of thing. But the fact of the matter is he's just fast-tracking poisoning us for his buddy's sake. They don't have to pay for storage of radioactive material if they all of a sudden declare it safe. And then they can stick it in the wall and give a concrete contract to his Fat Tony buddy. Actually, Fat Tony died, so it'd be his heirs. But same deal.
Well, I had not heard that, but I mean, nothing surprises me. Here in North Carolina, we see stories now all the time. They got rubber in hamburger. I mean, that it's just unbelievable, the contamination of the food. So, I mean, I'm very open-minded. I'm not surprised.
That's why they want robots. Robots don't squeal. Well,
David. I wish we had more time, and I really appreciate you holding on. I know you held on for about probably 30 or 40 minutes, and I appreciate that. We're out of time for this week. Until next week, this is Fair and Sane. There's no people more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they're free. And when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Love is a razor, and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slap in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with a slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.